The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Are we going?
No.
Well, I should talk about it on the thing.
Talk about what on the thing?
I don't want to be saying anything unless we're doing it.
Well, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's your readiness with your shoulders like that?
We must be on.
We're not on.
Well, then why are you talking to me like that?
Well, because you don't seem ready. You're just talking too low. You're... Okay, I'm going to turn it on. You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, welcome to Rich and Bonnie here on My Wife Hates Me podcast. We're up and running. Rich, how you feeling today?
See, that's too much. You're over the top right there.
No, because that's before way too you much. Turned the podcast, before you turned it on,
yeah,
you were saying I didn't have enough energy.
Yeah, but I mean, that's too
then
much.
I,
people
so
just
when
fell
you
back.
Said we were on, I went.
That was almost like that
whole hog.
That was almost like that commercial. Remember back in the day when the speakers went on and the guy in the chair blew all the way back?
I do remember that commercial.
Do you remember that one?
I do.
It wasn't a real person, was it? Or was it a shadow?
I just remember the
yeah.
image.
It might have been a real person.
Back.
It might have been, but that's how it was just then with our listeners. When you
hi everybody! Oh, welcome to My Wife Hates Me. We got a great show for you tonight. There's no guests. It's just Rich and I, and you can hear our daughter coughing in the background. Someone tweeted, like, you might want to take her to the doctor. Like, what? Every time we do a podcast, you can hear her coughing in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't get all the tweets you get. I don't get all your tweets, and I'm sure you don't get all my tweets. You know who tweeted me who's my favorite person on Twitter?
Who?
I don't know how to say her last name. The girl.
Uh-huh.
She gets it. She gets all the coolness between us.
I think she's a comedian, isn't she?
No, she's in Israel now, in Tel Aviv.
Well, you guys really know each other. You're really digging deep in there.
No, today.
Finding each other out.
Today she IM'd me on Twitter.
What?
Because I was on Opie and Jim today, and she was impressed by... I guess me attacking Opie for his dumb meditation that he talks about. He meditates now. I think that's ridiculous.
Is it
ridiculous. Well, no, Ms. Wait,
oh,
what is it?
Ms.
Right? Something Ms. Look it up.
I'm trying.
She's got short hair, red hair, I think.
Ms. Leisha?
Yeah. Let me see the picture. Let me see her picture. Is that her... Yeah, let's see. Oh, Era. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
She's kind of cool. She's very cool.
Ms. Leisha.
Yes.
A hot girl who thinks she's funny or a funny girl who thinks she's hot. Ellipsis. Either way, somebody's happy! Exclamation mark. Parentheses. Model/designer/performer/exhibitionist. Parentheses. Nomadic mutt.
But what do you mean by performer? Do you think she's a comic?
Yeah.
No.
I know, because I just think that from her tweets.
But she gets all of our stuff.
She says funny things.
Let me see a picture of her. She's kind of good looking, I think.
I just already went away. I
think she's kind of hot, right?
She's a funny girl who thinks she's hot, or a hot girl who thinks she's funny.
I think she has tattoos, too. So I like her. She might be...
Do you want me to get some tattoos?
No.
A girl in my cult fit class just got a tattoo on her back.
In your cult fit class? Is that what you call it now? No. CrossFit or cult fit?
They've changed the name to cult fit.
I want to talk about Miz a little more.
Oh my God. Yes. You're so generally not interested at all.
Well, I'm interested in her because now this is why. She IM'd me.
Uh-huh.
Great job today.
Oh my God.
And I said, I'm, you know, trying to build up a nest egg for us. And then she
for her
up,
and
yeah, of
you
course.
And her.
Yeah,
oh, like you're gonna like run away with her?
Well, I say it to a lot of people. That's not. I don't
what?
Want. I don't want her to be even guys. I don't want to, no, her to
even,
be
even. Don't say even guys. Like
what?
I mean,
I don't want her to think
it's
that
like,
she's,
it should be you know, like even girls.
I don't want her to think she's the only one I'm building a nest egg for. But
we're pretty progressive as a couple, don't you think?
Yeah, when it comes verbally and not doing anything, yeah, we are pretty progressive. We're, you know what, we're also
now, I mean,
scientists.
I'm married to a gay man, openly gay.
And I'm married to a transgender to be.
Almost a man.
Almost a man.
But when and, I do fully transition into a man, are you going to like me more?
Yes, yes. When you stop giving me orders and lectures is when I'm really going to like you. And
when you start listening,
when I can
I'll
I
stop lecturing.
Can I finish talking about my girl and then we'll move on?
All
and
right,
quit
go
breaking
ahead.
Me.
Oh,
so I said you should come see a live show, and
oh
she said,
my God, that's how it starts.
I said with
that's
us.
How,
I think
that's
I said
how
with
an affair
of,
starts.
No,
right
I,
there.
No, I said I threw your name into a bunch of tweets. Okay, I go, one, you get it like my wife, Bonnie.
No, you, did, you want did
bet?
Not say that.
Want me to get my phone?
All,
you want me to get my phone?
That's embarrassing.
Want me to get my phone? I go, you get it just like Bonnie.
Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because it's like,
well,
oh, because you can't, because that means like you're thinking of like, oh, I don't want to lead her on.
No.
I better bring up my wife.
Well, yeah, you got to throw your wife in, and you know that's how it's like. It's
trust me,
like,
she's not. I don't think she thinks like I'm gonna snag me my rich Voss.
No, she's a model.
I'm gonna steal my rich Voss.
She's
away
a
from
model.
Her.
What would she have to do with me? I'm an old, fucking beaten down.
You're just coming
celebrity.
Into your own, buddy.
I'm coming into my own. How? What do you mean?
Looks,
not looks.
Talent. Career.
I got my hair
it's
cut
all,
the other
day. It's all coming together for you.
I got my hair cut the other day and a lot of gray hair fell. I was getting gray on top.
Yeah, you got some grays.
But I have it on the side, but I got some on top.
Mm-hmm.
So,
at least you got some on top.
So I said, come see us perform.
A lot of men at your age don't have anything on top at all.
And so Ms. Lee, what's her name? Ms. Lisa says so she's in Tel Aviv.
Like a dominatrix. Ms. Leisha.
Oh.
I don't know if that's what the case is. But.
She said, I'm in Tel Aviv right now. So what do you think she's doing there?
I don't know.
Fucking modeling?
Fucking
performing.
A dirty Jew? I don't know.
Really? All right. Anyhow, I was very impressed by the IM. I don't get a lot. I like when I get IMs. Here's what I like. Like when I get an IM on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Kinda, they're called DMs on Twitter. Direct message.
I kind of like them because you feel like something good's coming along. And also on Facebook when you get messages, you know, like not to the right where everybody says, come play Candy Crush on me. The one in the middle where they say.
It's like an email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But none of those, they all sting too. But you're thinking.
I don't think, you know, there's like a whole bunch of people that are probably emailing you on Facebook that you're not getting. Because every once in a while I figure out or I remember how to get those emails.
It comes right up. You see it when they come.
No, there's those. I don't know why some people can get you there. There's another. It's almost like a secret stash of
no.
emails. I swear to God, once
no
you find it,
way.
You'll have. I've had like 200 emails that I didn't.
Oh, those
checked.
Are from the ones in the middle. It comes up. You have a message.
No, it doesn't.
Instant.
They don't all come up in the same place.
Where else would it come up? There's three places. There's two places.
I don't know, but it does because every once in a while I figure it out and then I go, I'm like, oh my God, these are all emails I've never seen before.
I bet you Ms. Leisha would have an answer for that.
Oh, she's so great.
She would have an answer, don't you think?
I bet she's got it tattooed on her back. Are you having problems with Facebook? Why don't you check out my lower spine?
We got a last night on our, well, Tuesday night on our radio show, we had this guy Gavin McGinnis. A lot of emails about a
He's
lot
a
of
very
tweeters.
Polarizing figure.
Yes, yes. A lot of coughing, a lot of touching of the nose and the face, which kind of grossed me out. But I think very,
That's the part that grossed you out. Not that he's like, you know,
what?
Racist, sexist.
I don't think he's
He's every ist I've ever met.
You know, I think
person.
These people, a lot of them, exaggerate to push the envelope so they can get
the first
press
time
and
that
get
I
on.
Met him, he was really funny.
You only met him a fucking couple days ago. At like the first time you met him.
The first time I met him. No, but the first time I met him, I did a different podcast with him, and he was really funny.
You did Race Wars.
Yes, Race Wars. But I was under the impression that it was more of an act. Like he was.
Yes.
He did it for comedy purposes. But then when he was on our show, there was a lot less comedy to it.
Well, also too you. The other
and so
show
I was
you
like,
it
got a little weird because then I was like, I think he really believes all this.
Well, he was going by statistics about transgenders and suicide rates after after an operation or pre-op or post-op. I don't know how they say.
Well,
it.
He does make a good point, but he doesn't make it in a good way. Like he's saying, like if it's true. I mean, I've done no research on it, but he's saying that in post. Transsexuals.
The suicide rate
is higher than pre-op.
Well,
so
because
saying,
you know what? But here's the thing. Of course, it is because the pre there's probably 10 times more pre-ops than there are post-ops because they can't afford the operation.
Yeah, but then that would make it be less.
What?
Because if you have a greater number of pre-op transsexuals,
yeah,
right. So if you have 10% of those people committing suicide, which is just numbers out of my ass, I don't want people to think that's true.
A lot of things,
and yes, the numbers along with a lot of other things, right. And then if you have 10% of post-op transsexuals committing suicide, it's still a smaller number.
Yes.
Because there's less people.
You go by percentage of how many. That's what you do.
Right. So that's going against his argument. He's saying more post-op transsexuals commit suicide. If that's true, then
statistically
then maybe it
wise.
Is great. But the thing is like, I really truly think like everyone should just be able to do dress, be, you know,
no,
who they want.
Saying,
but I don't like the idea that like now I'm somehow involved in saying the right thing. Like now I'm involved in, you know, if I call you they or her or he or, I mean, because there are people that I've met that look like women, but just wearing like a baseball cap. And then you're supposed to call them he. And it's complicated and it's hard and it's confusing. You should be like, I want you to be whoever you want to be.
I'm going to call them by their name.
Don't get me involved in your thing.
I'll just call them by their name. That's what you do. Say, what's your name? And you call
I know,
them
but
by
then sometimes you're like, a pronoun does come up.
What's okay? a pronoun?
Okay. So there's the end of that conversation.
What's a pronoun? Do you know what a pronoun is?
Yes. He or she, we, they.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Are you kidding me? It's like how you address somebody.
A noun is a person, place, or a thing. A pronoun?
I don't know how to describe it
Let's
in literary
see. You're Canadian.
Terms.
I want to see if you know if Canadians studied.
Are you going to do your joke?
No.
It's a noun that gets paid.
That joke was so fucking old.
That's a noun that gets paid. I'm doing a little bit Cosby.
I don't get involved with all that stuff. You know, statistically, you know, look, you can't, you know, whatever a person feels, they feel. If that's what they want, you know, if you're, whatever, who cares? I don't care. I don't care. Then he said, in the Muslim community, there's more, what do you say, inbreeding? More inbreds.
Oh, I thought it had to do with buns and
cakes. Oh, wow. It follows up the pronoun.
More inbreeding.
No, inbreeding and more inbreds.
Yes.
Okay.
So he said he has stats on that.
Yeah. See, I, you know, who sits and reads stats all day?
Well, that's what I asked him on the other podcast. I was like, I like the idea of you just like at night, that's what you do for
read
fun,
stats.
Just reading like suicide stats.
But the guy seems like he's fucking loaded, so... When you're loaded, you could do whatever you want. You could say whatever you want. Who cares?
No. Well, I like people that are willing to say shit that's
there's a different,
uncomfortable it's, and unpopular. But
when you're financially stable, you can say a lot more than when you're not.
You have more at stake.
No. When you're financially stable, when you're not financially stable, you say things and you might not get to the level of being financially stable. But if you're financially stable and you say certain things, you might not make more money, but they can't take your money from you. Do you understand that? Okay. Really? Is that fucking, is that a podcast? Is that what you do? She's in the car last night. We're driving to New York and she's passing gas.
Oh, stop. That's not true.
But she's laughing.
That's not
and like,
true.
She's laughing, like giggling.
Really?
Like, do you think,
really,
and I'm
Rich,
standing
this
here
is
going,
something that you feel is appropriate
yes.
to bring up about your wife?
Would Gwyneth Paltrow laugh in a car? Like, say she was driving along. Do you think she would start laughing? Do you think Nicole
what
Kidman?
What should I have done?
Do you think after Nicole Kidman passes gas?
I ate a lot of vegetables.
Do you think Nicole Kidman would start laughing after she did it? Do you think?
Yes, people go, oh, whoopsie.
No. Do you think, you know, some top model? Who's
a top model doesn't fart.
Okay, would laugh?
No.
See, no, only you, a guy girl, would laugh at it like that. You're laughing like a dude. And then, you know, and then you try to sneak it out. And the car, there's like a melting feeling in the car. And like everybody's like
do
me
you
getting
really
sick.
Want, like, is this how you want people to perceive your wife?
No, I'm.
No,
it doesn't
then
matter.
Stop.
Perceive. If I
don't tell. I didn't tell people that you had to put poop in a fucking baggie and brought it over for Rain and I to look at.
No, I was bringing it to
nice?
The doctor for
is
a sample.
Nice?
I was bringing it to the doctor and they didn't need it. So I pooped and
they
put
didn't.
It, need it.
Need it.
And when I pooped and I took a spoon and I pulled it out of the...
Really? You want to talk about this?
But I... It was
it's
a sample.
It's disgusting.
It's a sample that you bring to the doctor.
Yeah,
so they
okay.
Could,
so whatever. You don't have to show Raina and I. That's something private.
I didn't show it to you guys.
Yes, you did. You were like, I had a fucking dream about it. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how much it affected me. That's how brutal it was for my psyche.
Really? You had a dream?
Yeah, I had a dream that you put it in the sink.
Uh-huh.
And then... We couldn't get it to go down the sink. It was disgusting. That was my dream, was like trying to figure out how to get poop down a sink.
Who would put it in a sink? What kind
you,
of dream?
In my dream.
Yeah.
Pig.
Yeah. That's because that has deeper meaning than
and
my
And I
poop.
Had a dream that I had an affair with someone.
Who?
And you caught me.
Yeah. And I, like I will in real life, but go ahead.
And I was crying so hard.
Yeah, because you knew you were fucking gone. You knew you would have
yes.
to move out of all of this beauty.
And then I would have to move in with somebody with a shitty job.
It was a comic?
No.
Or the guy down the block, one of our friends' husbands?
No.
That's who
I
it is.
I can't tell you, but I'll tell you off there.
Give me, write it down. Go write
no,
it down.
No, because it has something to do with something else. It's
oh,
like, it's
I
all
know.
Like from a psyche.
Oh,
weird.
I know who it was. A comic. I know who.
No, it wasn't a comic. It wasn't. It was weirder than that.
Your CrossFit guy? Was it someone from CrossFit? Really?
Yeah, because you know why, right? You're putting it together. You're figuring it out.
Oh, well, you're a creep to dream. Anybody who dreams like
you
that
can't
is a
help
creep.
It.
Yeah, you can help it because subconsciously that's what you want when
no,
you dream.
No, that's not. If you thought about it for 1 second, you'd understand why I had that dream. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it, but
okay,
people dream what they want in real life.
No, they don't.
Are you kidding me?
No, they don't. Things that bother them, things that scare them, things they don't want. It's all just a mishmash of crazy shit you've heard and seen throughout the day.
Is it a mishmash of crazy things?
Yes.
My dreams.
Really? I can't tell you my dreams now because you're going to like...
So you're saying Martin Luther King didn't want his people... To be free
really?
Or to have equal rights.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to do a Martin Luther King dream joke? Ugh.
You're right. That was kind of hacky, wasn't it?
Yes.
Hacky, right?
Yes.
Old.
Terrible.
Old and hacky. We did last night, we raised money for Parkinson's. Bonnie had a great line. My favorite line of the night. She walked up and goes, it's good to... be here raising money for Pakistan.
Oh, you thought that was funny? I thought you'd think that was so cheesy.
No, I thought it was very funny. But the audience got mad at me. Like all these comics are going, thank you for coming out for a good cause. Right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, look, thank me for coming out because you people.
I know, but you know why they were mad, right?
Why?
Because you said something mean to a girl. It was too many things piling on top of each other.
But I had a
some girl in the audience went like this. Woo!
I hate
and
that.
And you were like, shut the fuck up. You want attention. Yeah. And it was like she was being like supportive and positive and you trashed her. So the audience was like.
No, she was an attention getter.
I get it. I know. But the audience didn't know. They were like, what?
Now
the
they know
fuck?
For the next show. They know what an attention getter.
Never like woo.
Don't woo during the comedy.
And then, so you were, like, mean to her. You,
not mean.
You chopped her down a little.
I didn't chop her. I went, ugh, shut up. Nobody cares. No, you.
And then you went right into, like, you know, I don't care if you guys are, you know, I'm not going to say thank you guys for coming. You should be thanking me for coming.
You're right, because you guys were going out anyhow. I'm a stay-at-home type guy.
Well, it would have been funny, except that it was, like, two asshole things.
In a row.
Butted back to back. You didn't give the audience a chance. They were still, they're like, whoa. It was like too much.
Good. But that's a good fucking thing because
Mitch
if you
Foss.
Think about it, they're going out, people. I'm not going. I'm staying at home when I can.
Well,
you know
the truth
mean?
Is they don't have to fucking go out.
Yeah, they do. Those people have to go out. They
Why?
That's what they live
do you
for,
know how
going
much
out.
People pay to go to see a comedy show. It's crazy.
But people live in New York to go out. It's fucking, let's go out tonight. Everybody's always, unless you're married.
Oh, my God. You're so ridiculous. Because, I mean, you might be right. I don't know.
I am right.
But you act like you know things you don't know.
I do know because I was single. When I was single, it's
yeah,
like,
but in 1964.
No. Let's go out. Nobody wants to sit home by themselves. Or they get a friend.
Yeah,
let's
but
do
people
something.
Really want to spend $20 plus drinks
yes,
to go to?
They, or they'll go to
have
a local,
some asshole tell them like, "Don't woo," and yeah. you fucking
well,
asshole.
Maybe
should
next
thank
time,
me for coming.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I don't like on Twitter?
What?
Some guy that was at the show tweeted me, and he was like, "You killed it last night," or whatever. And I wrote him back, "Thanks, man." And then I looked at his Twitter thing, and he'd written to you. He'd written to Gaffigan. It was like, I just felt like I was like, oh, look at who singled me out.
Well, yeah, I got that same tweet.
Jerk.
Yeah. What else? What other
tweet? I fell for it.
So, these people on Twitter take everything. Like in studio today, they were talking about Colin Kane's in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? How many scenes? But I'm fucking around. They don't get it. Like I'm going to the guy. Like I go, Colin Kane, the comedian? Get out. Really? And then
who's
like,
the guy?
The co-star, Josh, what's his name from Frozen, the snowman.
I don't remember his last name.
So, and then like a minute later, I go, you know, I'm going, the comedian. Then like a couple minutes later, I go, how many scenes is he in? You know?
I know, but you got to give people like.
But then like, they're he gets that I'm fucking around, but the people listening to him, they're writing to me. So why are you at war? I've always got along
but
with
you
guys.
Are at war with Colin Kane.
No, I always been. Are you kidding me?
You and Colin Kane have had a history.
Never once.
You hate
but,
him.
Are you crazy? Why
remember
would you
that time you were like walking around ranting about Colin Kane?
Never once in my life. I've always got along with him.
You
never
were like,
once.
How dare he?
No.
Remember he did something that you
that was
thought.
Colin Quinn.
Keith was the one really who had the problem with him. No.
He did? I never had a problem.
Oh my God. You're like, people don't get me. And then you don't get other people that are doing exactly the same thing that you did. So maybe it's not their fault. Maybe it's you.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that I just was doing what you were doing. And you were like, oh, the people don't get it. I'm just fucking around.
Yeah, I'm on radio. I'm joking around.
Yeah, well, I was just doing it right now. And then you're like, and then I thought we both understood. And then I went, oh, Keith is the one. And you were like, really? Keith does? Like, do you get it? That
yeah.
you're an idiot?
You're a fucking idiot. I'm getting hunger pains again. God damn my stomach. What
no,
the
don't,
fuck?
No, don't turn away from this conversation because I'd like to get to the heart of it.
There is
actually.
No heart of
yeah.
anything.
No, you think everyone should get you
yes.
all the time.
Yes.
But you don't get other people.
I get other people all
no,
the time.
No, you don't.
I get you.
No, you don't.
I do.
Lots of times you don't.
I do. I'm the one who liked the Pakistani joke you did last night. Okay.
Don't act like you were like there was like a lone laugh in the back. And by the way, the guys that were standing in that back room there that were watching
loved you.
Well, they said they told me
what?
Rich Voss didn't laugh one time.
Are you crazy?
That's what they said. He won't laugh at you. Was he nervous? Was he? I go. Was he nervous to have to follow me? And then they were like, I don't know, but he would not laugh. He did not laugh.
First of all, I go, oh, that's funny. Or I go, that's good.
Well,
that's how
saying.
I do it. I go, that's funny or that's good. Okay.
Then I was laughing at you, and then why they said it to me. They were like, you laugh at him, but he does not laugh at you.
Who would, first of all, what kind of little snitches would say,
well,
and you're going, those people, it was probably one person.
No, it was all of them.
No, it wasn't all of them.
Yes, because they were all hoisting me up on their shoulders. You're the
okay.
greatest.
And sometimes I don't laugh, but I go, oh, that one was funny. Oh, that's good. Oh, look, that's funny. I like that one. That's how I do it. Okay. I laugh. Last night I laughed at Kevin Hart at a couple of things, but I haven't seen him. Like, I see you, and I, when I'm watching you, I'm trying to go, how could I help her? What could I do? What's good? What's not good?
When's the last time you ever gave me any... That must mean I'm doing great.
Yeah,
I
have no notes. I had no notes. No notes. Except stop doing that with your tongue and your face and your lip. That's one of my notes. Don't do that. So
are we done?
No, we're only.
And last night people were like, "I listen to your podcast. It's so fucking embarrassing."
Who said that?
Stop chewing your gum like that.
Who said I listen to your podcast?
To some of those people in the back room there.
Were they comics or just fucking...
I don't know who they were.
Oh, yeah. We have
but it's
fucking,
embarrassing.
We have a fucking...
Because I don't remember what happens in the podcast, but all I know is it's like... Just bullshit. It's just like a lot of bullshit.
No, this is serious.
It's just horrible.
Are you
it's
crazy? Like, this is... Do you know what the stuff we're putting out right now?
What? Or, nothing. It's just we're... I feel like I'm adding to... Just junk in the world. It's like
today,
I'm just littering verbally.
Today when I was at O&A, my friend that works at TMZ texts me. Don't say any names. I said his first name.
Adam is the number one fucking name in the world.
No, it isn't.
Probably is.
Shakim.
Oh.
Because Muslims, there's way more Muslims. You know the percentage, right?
I'd have to ask Gavin.
So he said, "Come out." You know those paparazzi all over the place.
There's really.
I said paparazzi. What the fuck, paparazzi? What the fuck do they call those things? Paparazzi.
No, that's right.
Paparazzi.
Yes, that's correct.
Paparazzi.
Yes, were they like, Rich Voss over here, over here, Rich Voss. Look this way. Oh my God, just fucking paparazzi's everywhere. It's crazy.
Paparazzi, I said, didn't I?
No. You said Pavarotti. Pavarazzi. Oh my God. That's like, honestly, you fuck up a lot, but that one was really.
Pavarazzi.
Turn your head. I'd like a photo.
How do you say their names? Pavarazzi.
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi?
Yeah.
First of all, such a stupid name. Why don't you just call them photographers?
Well, it's Italian or something, I guess.
I don't know it. Why don't they go, it's a bunch of photographers. Make it simple.
Go ahead and say photographers if you
want. Yeah, but who? Why don't they say, yeah, all the photographers are out here now. That's what you are. You're a photographer. You got a camera. You're a fucking photographer.
Okay, Rich. I think that's a great
thing
for you to do.
They're giving themselves a title.
To the world and just rename everything to
no,
its
I don't
most
want to rename
base.
Everything.
To fucking what? Thing.
That's what the fuck they are. You know, when you're a radio host, you're a radio host. You're not a broadcast technician, right?
Don't.
What? I couldn't think of a name, but you see what I'm saying? comedian. You're a comic. You're a photographer.
So what? It's called paparazzi.
I don't like just it.
Yeah, you don't like it because you thought up until about a minute ago that they were Pavarotti's.
No. So I came out of
Rich Voss. I'd like a picture.
So.
Yes.
I came out of Sirius. They were all out there because Gwyneth Paltrow was at Howard Stern.
Okay.
What does she have coming out?
Some movie with Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, this nail's coming off.
It looks ridiculous.
The movie?
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that it's good. But if it is good, then it is.
Why would you say that about Johnny Depp?
Oh, does Johnny Depp listen to our fucking Hey, Johnny Depp, suck my cock, you motherfucking piece of shit.
He's friends with Stanhope, you know.
Yeah, you're friends with that fucking knucklehead asshole. When you come here and fucking say that, you dickhead. Dickhead. I couldn't. I'm not even good at yelling people down. I got this to say to Johnny Depp.
What?
Go fuck your mother, you piece of shit.
What if his mother passed away? Who would say that? What if his mother passed away?
If your mother's dead, go fuck her skull, you fucking find a wormhole, you ass wipe.
Really? That's what you would say?
Johnny Depp, lick my asshole.
I hope you audition for something and you don't get it because he says no.
I'm actually, Bonnie, I listen to your podcast.
You don't know who listens.
He doesn't listen to our podcast.
How do you know? You don't know. I bet you Vince Vaughn does.
Vince Vaughn, suck my fucking cock, you fucking cross-eyed.
What celebrities do you think listen to our podcast?
Zero.
No,
none.
I think a lot of celebrities.
Lady Trucker. There. That's the celebrity.
What celebrities? Ms. Lisa.
Okay. I know you'll never get it right, because that's who you are. It's already gone into your brain as Ms. Lisa. It's Alicia. Ms. Alicia.
Well, but then her first name is just Ms.
Look, I'm just saying, when you're fucking her and you call her Lisa, she's gonna fucking tell you to pull out and she's gonna get dressed and leave.
Oh.
She's gonna slam that car door on you faster than a boom-ba-dee-boo-boo-boo. Johnny Depp, suck my cock.
Okay. Well, hold on. I don't know if I could follow having sex in a car bit.
I was just really...
So here's,
my brain was just traveling at fucking such
speeds. Listen to me, Stu.
What is it there?
So as I came out...
Rich Voss!
Can I tell
turn around!
Can I tell you the story?
Yeah.
As I came out, my friend from TMZ came running up to me with his camera.
Oh, right.
Talking about the movie and different things.
What movie?
Women aren't funny.
Oh.
And then, you know, he's talking about Twitter, this and that. And of course I did. I go, I'm still on MySpace. But but I talked about the internet, saying people that's what I hate about the internet.
Son of a gun. That was not a good joke.
I didn't know I was supposed to do jokes. You know, I can't believe.
Oh, right. No, you're one of those comedians they love to get the real scoop with.
Okay.
Oh, look, it's Rich Voss. I hope he doesn't do any jokes. So, hope he just tells us what he really thinks about things.
So.
You're disgusting.
It came off. So, as he was filming me, 10 fucking guys just started shooting. And
hey guys, he's not telling jokes. Get your cameras. This is great stuff.
No, I talked about the internet. My theory on the internet. And it gives people a platform that shouldn't have a platform. I've said that many times. Like that guy that reviewed our fucking movie that doesn't have any clue and doesn't even get movies.
That's just a guy that has a fucking... He's got 18 followers. I don't know why you're getting so upset
because here's
he didn't
why.
Give it a bad review.
Yes, he did.
First of all,
he said he doesn't get them. I don't. You can't review something.
He just took
you
it literally. He was like, I don't think they proved women aren't funny. Although I thought Bonnie McFarlane was very funny in the movie. It's like, wow,
he's just stupid. They're just stupid because someone Googles it. What if that comes up?
It's who gives a shit? People are not that fucking stupid that they would look at that guy who has nothing. Like, the writing's bad. Everything's bad. They're not going to be like, well, I mean...
And he contradicted himself. Who's texting you?
Gavin McGinnis.
Why?
He wants the link for last night's show.
Let me see.
Is there a link?
Let me see. I'm gonna. Is there an easy link? I don't fucking know. I got. Okay, so, but they were all over me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on a Wire Image tonight. I don't think anybody's gonna pick any of it up.
Well, who knows? Did you say faggot?
No. Why?
Well, people pick that shit up.
No, I'm not, you know, I'm not controversial on stage.
No, you're not. Like, everyone just knows you're a fucking asshole, so. Am I supposed to just not say anything about that? You're doing it to provoke me.
No, I'm not doing anything to provoke you. I'm hungry. I'm gassy.
Well, let's go. Let's.
No, we can't. We got to do 11 more
let's
minutes.
Let's put this fucking shit out of its misery.
Let's do 11 more minutes.
Don't we have to do a read?
No, we're fired again.
No. From my read, that was a fun go read. My little go read.
No, we only had two weeks of reads. 2 weeks of reads for, who was it for?
AdamandEve.com.
Adam and Eve, that, you know, I guess.
Oh, Adam, I'm not supposed to say his name. Can't see his name.
I'm going to Minneapolis.
Thank
you think
God.
I'll run into that big goofy guy you used to go out with from Minneapolis? He was like,
he's a very smart guy, okay? I still think about some of the things that he told me.
Like what?
I still, like,
he gave you inspiration in life, or he gave you good life
advice? He just was a smart guy. If you're talking about something, he had, you know, some kind of literary.
That's
fucking
how I used to be with you. I used to help you out on the phone all the time. Psychology, when you used to call about stuff, about your mom and your parents and last comic, I used to talk to you all the time and talk you down and help you. I was like a doctor to you back in the day.
Okay, Rich. I want you to just take a minute and breathe a little bit.
You told me to breathe, so I got to clear my nose. Go ahead.
Rich, come
sorry,
on.
Sorry.
Let's go get a paper towel or something.
All right, hold on. Talking to Mike.
I just, you asked me about a guy. I was telling you about him. And then you're like, me. I'm this. It's like your world doesn't allow for any information. That's why you walk around saying Pavarotti and shit like that. Because you can't take anything in. You're just so busy. You're so consumed with making sure that everyone knows and hears and, oh, Rich Voss. It must get exhausting. Well, why don't you just, like, let go a little bit of it? Right? Let go a little bit. Listen about somebody else without processing it through the Rich Voss fucking.
No, I'm saying you complimented him, but you never complimented me for helping you through many years of problems. I just would like
if I was doing a podcast with him, I would be saying nice things about you.
So what kind of things did he tell you in life? How did he help you?
I don't know, but we talked a lot about, he was a very smart guy, very well read. He was educated. Okay.
He had a big cast on his foot. He wasn't educated when it came to walking on ice.
When did you meet him?
When we did the Mitch Hedberg benefit.
Oh, right.
He came lugging in. You had some real lugs in your fucking.
Yeah, what does that say about you? What does that say about you?
It says, holy fuck, I can gain 20 pounds and you won't fucking notice.
I would love it if you gained 20 pounds.
Are
you
crazy?
Stop worrying about it.
Oh, yeah. Day three without carbs. Day three.
No, for me, that's something different.
Why is it different?
I'm a lady.
Fuck Kevin and Kevin Hart last night. They thought I got Botox. What's this now? Who's calling you?
Oh, my God. Leave it alone. It's Myra.
What? No, it isn't.
Oh, my God, Rich.
What's going on with you?
You're worried, like, that people, like, misunderstand you, but then you act like such a jackass.
Fucking last night they're saying that I got Botox. Does my face... I
can't keep up with
you. I'm a little wrinkled. I'm a little...
I can't keep up with you.
I know.
The Rich Voss world. It's just... It's... What a whirlwind.
How was CrossFit today? What'd you do?
Thank you for asking. Well, as you know, I hurt my arm a few days ago. And you're awake.
Okay. And what happened?
So it was a little tough. The workout was a little
What'd
tough.
What did you do?
Stop. I'm not going through my fucking CrossFit workout.
People like to know. They like to
no,
hear.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to go through fucking what's on TiVo. I'm not going to go through my CrossFit workout. I'm not going to talk about the dumb shit that we talk about. That's the lowest level that I'm going.
Didn't you come in last place?
Today I came in last.
Out of how many people?
10 people.
That's not bad. Oh, no, that's bad. 10?
Yeah.
10?
And some of those people, believe me, I've beat them before. I mean.
What do they call you in there, mom? They call you mommy? Is there any hot, there's no hot girls in your class.
It depends what you, yeah, there's a couple of little Asians
hot,
that are pretty fucking hot.
From you up, I would say. Okay.
I don't. No longer fit into the hot category.
Yes, you do.
If
you looked hot
I
last night.
Can we talk about something else?
How many hot girls in your class? I mean, smoking.
2 or 3.
How many hot guys smoking?
18, 25. I don't know. Hard to say.
There's not that many people in your class.
It's not the same people every time.
But you know them all by name when you
no,
come in?
No, I don't know anybody by name. But let me tell you something. They know me.
Because they know you as a comic, as a celebrity?
They make jokes. I don't think they used to know, but like even today, they made jokes. Oh, anytime I say anything, they're like, it's going in the act.
Oh, I hate when people say that. I go, like if I'm playing golf, you're going to put me in your act? I go, you're not that important. That's what I tell them.
Yeah, because you're an asshole. I try to get along. I just fist pump them and keep
them,
going.
They're not that important. Yeah. That's what you got to tell them. Shut them up. It's fucking aggravating.
I said to her one day, I said, you should open for me. You know, thinking like she'll shut the fuck up about it. But she didn't. She said it again today.
What'd she say? You gonna put me in your act?
She was like, Bonnie finally accepted my thing on Facebook. Because I go under Bonnie Voss on Facebook for that shit.
I show it.
You
what
know,
do you mean for that?
Because I don't want.
You got separate Facebook?
Yeah,
pages?
Because it's like embarrassing.
What do you mean you set up separate Facebooks?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why? And they email you through Bonnie Voss? Like, what do they say to you? Coming up
it's,
class?
It's all just like, the Facebook is all just like neighbors. The one Bonnie Voss is all neighbors, school, and CrossFit. That's it. Those are the people.
That's sneaky. That's like you're fucking doing like.
I don't want them to know my real fucking jam. I just wanted to say jam. I don't want them to know what's really like. I tried to keep it a secret for a long time that I was in. I don't know how somebody found out. You know, the fucking CrossFit instructor found out. He listened to the podcast.
How would he listen?
I have no idea. And then he heard the radio show, and he has friends that heard the radio show or something that was telling him. I don't fucking know. But then he must have told people. Because then people were like,
but then why is he bringing up your name to friends? Like, why would he go Bonnie to anybody? Like, you know what I mean? Why would your name come up?
Well, because once I accidentally
blew him.
No, with my Bonnie McFarlane account, put something on that site.
Like, what do you mean?
I commented on something as Bonnie McFarlane, the wrong account. So then he was like,
wait, how could you, if you're in Facebook on Bonnie
it's,
McFarlane.
It's not that complicated.
No. If you're on Bonnie McFarlane.
Yes.
Facebook, and then there's Bonnie Voss Facebook. How can you put something from Bonnie McFarlane Facebook to Bonnie Voss Facebook?
I didn't. I put it on. I went to CrossFit, their page.
Yeah.
And just to see what the workout was. But I was in the Bonnie McFarlane account, and then somebody said something. I commented.
Yeah.
Right? And then I was like, oh, shit, wrong account. Now they knew. So then when I came back in, the instructor was like, you got 5,000 followers. What is it? What do you do? Like, he was that's a great impression of him, but it's exactly how he sounded. What you do? You got 5,000? No. What if he listened to this, and then that's how I started?
Well, he'd be impressed that you have
he
it.
He doesn't. He's, but anyway, so then, I don't know.
What if he was French, how would he say to you?
Ooh la la, mon petit chéri, oh, fight out then.
What if he was
U.S.? You must have Pavarotti's all over the place.
What if he was black? How would he say?
Yo, you got some a lot of Facebook friends, my girl.
I didn't say constipated. I said black. Yo, B, what up with that?
What up, man?
All right, so you posted on their website under Bonnie McFarlane.
Yeah.
And then he said, why do you have 5,000 friends? And then what did you say?
I was like, I don't know. I just said, I don't know. I
no,
know
you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I didn't really say anything.
And then what? He did research?
He goes, you famous. Yeah, you famous? Nobody saw that I had, like, my thing is with me and a microphone and stuff. I don't know. So, but he must have told other people.
Well, when I went in there, three people
but
knew
then,
who I was right off the bat.
Well, then it exploded. I don't know. Then somehow that fucking Katie, I thought I was flying under the radar. Some girl said to me one day, we call you Funny Bonnie, you know that? And I was like, they don't even know I'm a comedian. I'm just a naturally funny person. And then I realized, you know, found out later, they probably knew. That's why they call me Funny Bonnie, which was not as good of a compliment. You know what I mean?
Who's Katie?
Katie's in the class.
What's she look like?
She's got the most fucking crazy body.
She's got kids, right?
Yeah, she's got a kid.
Married?
I don't think so.
Young?
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Looking?
30-ish, maybe 32, looking-ish. I don't know.
How about the guy with the tattoos?
Yeah, he's hot. He's married, and his wife is in, and she's hot too. It's like a hot family, and then they have like three or four kids.
Yeah, he's fucking smoking, man.
I mean, they what a family.
He's fucking ripped.
He's crazy.
It's crazy.
Is he the one that recognized you?
No, some old frumpy guy did. I was hoping it was the guy with the tats.
Oh, the old frumpy guy. His wife's name is Bonnie.
I don't know. There's a bunch of, and maybe the guy with the tats recognized me. Or no, we were just talking.
Anyway, tattoos. It's such a boring conversation. I don't know why we're having this conversation, but I'm embarrassed. For some reason, I'm embarrassed about being a comic outside of the world of comedy. Like if I was on a plane and sitting next to someone and somebody was like, what do you do? I would never say I'm a comedian.
I try not to when I'm playing
golf.
It's
so embarrassing to me. It's like, doesn't feel like what an adult woman should be doing. So I always say writer or just like a stay-at-home mom, I say sometimes.
I was playing golf with in LA at some course, and the guy at, I guess towards the 17th hole, like I didn't tell him what I did or anything. I didn't talk about it. I don't think I did. Then he goes, yeah, I'm an agent at William Morris. I go, you couldn't have fucking told me that earlier. You know, I would have been nicer to him.
Yeah. At that point,
I was probably an ass.
It's too late. It's over.
Too late. He met the
no. I mean,
boss.
Like literally within 5 minutes, if you hadn't known he was an agent, you would have blown it. I know you. You would have made fun of him somehow. You should just start off with, "What do you do?" to people.
Like last night, we're hanging out with Kevin Hart and his whole row crew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has fucking security.
Who are they? Oh, they're security.
Security, a stylist. Publicist.
They're all hanging out at the...
They got to fly him in to do his... He's doing SNL.
I know, but what? Like they were all at the Cellar last night?
So there was fucking security, a stylist, publicist, his personal trainer, you know, writers. And I said to one of his... You know, I called one of his security guys, Kevin Lance. I called him Dick Gregory. But then I called the other Asian guy. I go, who's that Joe Coy looking at? And fucking Kevin's cracking up. Kevin goes, he just called you Joe Coy. Like, this is how dumb we all are, me, Keith. I mean, they were trashing Keith fucking nonstop, his fucking shoes. And then Keith is going, I could plank for this many minutes and whatever, 3 minutes. And Kevin's going, let's bet right now, 2,000. I'll give you 2,000. I go, what's so fucking hard about planking? I've never even done it. I go, I could plank. And Kevin goes, you can't plank for 2 minutes. I go, how hard can it be to just lay on your fucking arms? So he goes,
No, you're supposed to be like this.
No, you're like this.
Oh, that's easier.
Well, how are you saying do it?
I'm doing it like this. Like this. This is a true plank.
No. No, a true plank is on your forearms.
Well, On your forearms, it's easier.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we have to go.
Because there's more weight on your arms. That's like doing a push-up.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't know what's easier. All I know is he said.
Sometimes we have to do them where we like go. We're like this, and then we have to go up for a minute, then down for a minute, then up for a minute. It's a difficult thing.
So Kev goes, I'll bet you 500 to 100. You can't do it for two minutes.
What do you mean to 100? Like you pay him 100 if you failed, and he'd pay you 500 if you made it.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it?
I just said I don't want to do your dumb bet, but I did it.
Oh,
and I'm at fucking 2 minutes.
You're such a baby.
I'm at 2 minutes.
Are you a man or a mouse?
No, I did over 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, you would have had $500.
Yeah.
You would have been the talk of the town. You would have been painting the town. You would have come home with roses for me.
Yeah, but you know what?
Because you were scared. You were scared.
No.
Why?
No.
You love gambling.
No.
You're trying to, your lottery. You're always like, oh, my lottery.
No, because I've never played. So what if I couldn't do it? But I knew I could.
Well, if you knew you could.
But when I was
don't
done
say, what if I couldn't, but I knew I could. You either thought you could or you could, you didn't.
But after 2 minutes, I was sweating.
Yeah, no, it's
you sweat hard. From it.
And, you know, a minute? You can do anything for a minute.
Yeah.
You should have done it. Should have
taken
it.
It was 2 minutes. I probably could. I feel like I could have done about 5 minutes.
No.
Can you overact a no again like that again?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could.
Ask me if I want anal.
Do you want anal?
No!
Do you want to make something to eat for me?
Okay.
I'm starving. All right,
let's wrap it. We did enough time, right?
Yeah, we did 49 and 50 minutes.
Whoa, yeah. You know what the thing is like, it's just every podcast, it's you and me, you and me, you and me. Like,
that's, yeah, we're the only two doing it.
Yeah, I know, but like everybody, it's so easy. Oh, you're going to interview someone. Fucking,
who?
That's like easy.
Interview who? We don't have people here. Well, we have.
That's what I'm saying. Other podcasts have people.
Well, here's, and that's why there's our easy. These are hard. We've done 100, almost 150
of them. No research.
We don't repeat anything.
We repeat all the time.
No.
Yes, we do. But people like Bill Burr and stuff, they actually have an agenda. You know, they're going to go over the sports or whatever.
He probably writes out stuff.
Yeah.
He rants, right? He's a ranter.
I've never listened to it.
I heard it's good.
Of course. People love Bill Burr.
He's
an interesting guy. I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, but they have guests and they have, that's their, you know, other people that, this podcasts are their life. This is something we try to squeeze in once a week. You know what I mean? We, you know, we're busy. We try to squeeze it in. And we just talk. But if we learn how to use that traveling recorder, which I have, which is easy to work.
We could do it on the way to New York.
We could do it anywhere. We got to start using that.
We really do.
We got to. We got to learn how.
Why aren't we doing this already?
I'm telling you, we take a little quick lesson. Florentine knows how to work those.
Well, tell
everybody
them
up
help.
In Bobby's podcast knows how to work them.
Well, everybody else has a fucking producer and stuff. They have like, where's our hangers-on that are helping us?
I don't want people in our house. But our radio show, we should have hangers-on.
Yeah, we should definitely.
I think...
we should have people in studio just to laugh and, you know, like,
yeah.
So it sounds more like a party.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Because sometimes when it gets a little dull in there, it's like, oof, stinker rinker.
I think Opie wants us to go to 3 hours.
Oh, fuck Opie. I'm not doing 3 hours.
Yes, we are.
No, I'm not.
For extra money?
It's too much.
For
I have to do
money?
An hour of this every week. Two hours of that fucking radio show. It's too much.
Not for extra money. Extra cash.
It's not enough in
it
my
is,
books.
If you're
it's
there
not
anyhow.
Enough in my books. If it was like more, I would be like, fine. But it's right now, I feel like I'm getting paid like a shitty amount.
Yeah, but we're getting, you know how famous we are?
Well, I mean, you tell me, you're the one who was surrounded by the you-know-whos.
Who?
Donna Rose! Richard Vaughn!
Look at Raina, come here. Come here, no, come here for real. Put that on pause. You haven't talked in a while. First of all, she's looking very cute lately. Did you hear mommy? Don't be shy, for real. Did you hear mommy just singing just now? Did you hear it?
Kind of.
How was it, horrible or good?
Horrible.
Raina, but wait a, how dare you?
Raina, guess, did you hear the recording I got from Olaf, the snowman from yes. Frozen for yes. you? How cool yes. was that?
Cool.
He said yes. Raina's name,
yes.
right?
Yes.
He did?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't see it.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I got
yes.
it on order. Don't talk like, be for real, because...
Okay.
You might have to take over this podcast one day.
Yeah, when I quit.
Come here, come here. What game are you playing first? You can have some if you... What... Come here for a second. You haven't done it. You haven't done time in a while.
No, if you talk, I'll give this
normal.
To you.
You haven't done
talk.
Time in a while.
What?
You haven't done time on the podcast in a
Come
while.
Come on, what are you, you know?
What are you playing over there? What game?
A game.
What's it called?
Minecraft.
Do a lot of kids in your class play that game?
Yes.
Tell us what, explain one of the videos of Minecraft to us. Just like the one you're watching, just explain it.
Building.
No, but just explain what's going on. Because sometimes when you explain to me, it's like literally makes my head spin.
Building. That's all that sounds to me.
Want
to
do the Minecraft guy? Hey, I got a that dog.
That doesn't even sound like him.
Huh?
That doesn't even sound like him.
Well, yeah. We come up and put a podcast. We're doing a podcast. Everybody's doing a podcast. Oh, my goodness. Turn back around. Turn back around. We don't want to go to the podcast.
Now, going on, listen.
That's what
me.
Stampy Long Nose sounds
Wait,
like.
Let me ask you one more question, then you can go. Because we were driving to see the show. What's it called that we went Mal-Katz. And saw? Come here, on Mike. We went to see the live performance.
Mal-Katz!
Saturday. Come on, quit being a
no.
jackass. Do it right.
Hey.
He's allowed to say jackass. Because that's All a right. type of animal.
But not to me.
Well, it's just a type of animal, like saying you're a mule.
Want to be a mule.
Okay, not a drug one at least. So, listen, when we went to see Wildcrats,
yeah.
we were in the car, and I'm asking her animal questions.
Yeah.
She knows everything about animals. There's nothing this kid almost doesn't know about animals. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it was crazy. You know, what's the meanest animal out there?
Honey badger.
You
well,
always ask her this one.
But
you
why
asked
is
this on the podcast?
No,
I did.
That's on the one with the pocket.
The marsupials.
He didn't ask this one ever on the podcast.
Yeah, right. Because we don't repeat on the podcast, do we?
Yes, you do.
Where are anacondas found?
I have no idea.
I mean, everything but anaconda she knows about.
Yeah.
You know what an anaconda is, right?
Yeah, a type of koala.
She's joking around.
What's the most dangerous spider?
I have no idea.
Oh, are my you, God. What happened to you?
You're asking me the weird question.
What's the biggest land animal?
Elephant.
Okay.
What about a giraffe's, no.
What's the biggest mammal?
Blue whale.
How big is a blue whale's tongue?
It's as heavy as a lot of elephants.
How many?
I have no idea, a lot, like 1,000.
No, like 10 elephants or something.
Everybody thinks we have a stupid kid now. Everybody thinks you're stupid when I told you you're smart. Beat it, scram.
She's just joking.
No, I'm not.
She actually knows it.
No, I don't.
You do. You know all that stuff in the car. We talked about it.
You didn't ask me any of those questions.
I asked you about 50 questions in the car.
Yeah, but none of those questions.
Yeah, I did. I asked you about elephants and how do giraffes fight?
With their necks.
That's when they're fighting. That's when they're fighting what? Another giraffe,
yeah,
right? Okay,
fighting.
What about when an animal's attacking them? What do they do?
Kick with their hind legs.
How does a kangaroo? What does a porcupine use as a defense?
Its quills.
Okay, stand into my...
Okay, you're really bugging me because she's just moving around too much. Go.
Get out. You.
Get out of here, you creep.
Oh, God. She knows everything and she just won't answer it.
But she comes to comedy shows with me, and she will not talk to the other comics.
Yeah.
Like, they'll...
I'm thirsty. I'm very, very thirsty. I'm thirsty.
She's annoying. And she... Like, the comics will talk to her, like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And she just stare at them and will not talk to them.
And here's another thing I was taking...
Why don't you talk to them?
I'm thirsty.
Listen, I was taking a nap because I didn't sleep at all last night, and I did radio. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a nap. She comes into my room. Wake up, it's time to get up. For no reason. To get me up. And then I got up, and she just went into her room and blew me off.
I know you got up.
Oh, yeah? But why would you wake me up? What was the reason to wake me up?
It was time to wake up.
You're like mommy. You are.
I told her when I left not to wake you up unless there was an emergency.
What kind of...
Like if there was a knock on the door.
All right. Listen, this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, I will be in New Hope, Minnesota at the New Hope Cinema this Friday and Saturday. Next Saturday, I'll be at Mohegan Sun. Next weekend, Bonnie will be at Broker Ridge.
No, the 31st weekend.
The weekend of the 31st.
The weekend before that, I'm at the Stand-Up New York one night and the Stand the next night.
Okay, and then the Stand-Up New York next weekend, the Stand, then Broker Ridge for Bonnie.
The last weekend in January, I'm at the Broker Ridge.
Go to Bonnie McFarlane's website, build it first, and then post
put
it.
Put the dates in and then go there. It.
And
as or follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you the dates. I'll let you know.
This weekend, like Bye. I said, New Hope Cinema, New Hope, Minnesota. Next weekend at Mohegan Sun.
Bye!
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.